Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Iqdas, Hazrat Mayana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Nafsa Dushman He Dushman Kuna Shadakar.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلاد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک करके फर याद कर दिल को सजा दे मेरो रो के आबाद कर।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت بريد زمانة حضرت شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده حضرت is teaching us our reality that generally we look at our reality at this outward body of ours. In all the desires of the body, we are just making an effort to fulfill this enjoyments and entertainments and all the outward artificial pleasures for this body of ours. But still we find we don't have peace, we don't have happiness, we have more problems in our life. So Hazrat is teaching us that our reality is not this nafs, this outward body of ours. Our reality is our soul. So if you want to realize that this body of ours and all the entertainment for it and all the desires and lustful and lust is your enemy. So Hazrat is teaching us here that we recognize this reality that nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar, that this body of yours and all the enjoyments of the body and all the effort you are making for your body, this is your enemy. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Inna ada adua kalari bayna jambayn, that your worst enemy, worse than shaitan, is between your two shoulders. That is your own passion and your desires. That is all the enjoyment we are deriving for this body, and we think is enjoyment. In reality, that is not enjoyment. And haram enjoyment is just destruction, and it just causes a person's life to go totally upside down and land himself in total destruction in this world. And if we didn't make tawbah, then what can be said of the year after? So Hazrat says that how can you make your enemy happy? Realize that all the enjoyments of the body and all the desires, Allah has made it. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, see how beautifully we made your body, and your reality is inside you, and your body is such فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا, your body has got inclination towards sun, and you don't have to be worried about that inclination because your reality فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, your reality is Allah gave us the ability and the strength and the power to inculcate taqwa, that is that great connection with Allah Ta'ala that will break all these desires and take us on the right direction. So Hazrat says, for that is a person, first of all, come to these majalis of the Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah, and we realize this reality, then together with that is we make our firm intention that we have come here for our Islah, that is to correct our life, our direction of life, realize our reality is our soul, then together with that we have to be pleading and making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that once you have realized this, then get up middle of the night, apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar, that now this body of yours that you are just going after, fulfilling all your lust and your desires and your entertainment and pleasures, and you see you're still not getting happiness in life, you're still feeling depressed, and you're still not at ease. And as our Hazrat explained to us, that the desires of this body is like the salty water of the ocean. The more you are thirsty, the more you drink salty water, your thirst will never get quenched. Your thirst will never get quenched in any way whatsoever. So our body's desires also is such. A person thinks, I'll just do this one time, I'll enjoy it. After that, you go into more and more haram, and you want more haram entertainment. So Hazrat says, beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, middle of the night, and cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that put your head in sajda, and in order to get your heart now, your reality, your soul, to become inhabited, your soul has become, so to say, dead, because it is filled, your body has been filled with all the entertainment and pleasure, the soul is now dead, it is uninhabited. And the soul can only be inhabited with the reality, and that is the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, make the tawbah and beg Allah Ta'ala, because one is Allah Ta'ala has made the means that we come to the majalis of the Ahlullah for our Islam. But Allah Ta'ala has informed us that if it was not the fazl and karam of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If it is not the fazl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the special mercies, the kindness of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala, if Allah doesn't desire, Allah will not make your tazkiyah and your spiritual purification of anybody, never ever. But if you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and you desire for your spiritual reformation and you come to the right company, then beg Allah Ta'ala and then see how Allah Ta'ala now will open your heart and open your ruh, and you realize that what I'm running under, this artificial pleasures and artificial enjoyment in which there is only destruction. So Hazrat then teaches us, now you will realize your reality is not your outward body. Your reality is inside, which you yourself also can't see. And what is that? Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shaad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. Your reality is your ruh. So make your ruh happy. And how to make your ruh happy? That is falit wa taqwa, with the noor of the love of Allah Ta'ala and obeying the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how to do that? Allah has made it very easy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That all of you, if you realize that the greatest wealth is taqwa, and that is what I should be living my life for. Where are you going to get that? You don't have to pay exorbitant fees and go to haram places like the universities and schools, and you're just causing destruction to your heart. No, come to the Ahlullah. They won't charge us 1 cent. And they will give us this great gift of how to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then you realize that you're not a farishta, you still have desires. You can become a big wali. Shaitan will bring these thoughts and your nafs will get inclined towards desires. But now you realize that that is just artificial. And you will make your desires, your nafs, you will make it unhappy. And I can't make my ruh unhappy. I have to make my ruh happy. That is by breaking my desires, trampling my desires. And we see Allah Ta'ala has taught us. We just finished the occasion of Qurbani. The reality of Qurbani was not just to slaughter that animal, but to realize I'm slaughtering all my passion and desires. And so much so we have been taught, even as far as our ibadat is concerned, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Whether it's my salah, whether it's my, or whatever type of ibadat I'm doing, only for the pleasure of Allah. All that ego of mine must be slaughtered, and I must learn to love for Allah and die for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to get this? Hazrat further mentions, dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunaho ki khaish ko barbad kar. That your heart has become blackened with all the entertainments of the body and the artificial pleasures. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, a person commits one sin, fulfill his haram desire, a black dot comes on his heart. If he doesn't realize and doesn't make tawbah, it continues. And that heart becomes so black that if somebody tell you you're doing the wrong thing, you will say it's not your business or you don't know what is enjoyment of life. Allah says, no, kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaktibun. Their hearts have become totally rusted, that the filth and dirt appeals to them. And goodness, where the noor of Allah Ta'ala doesn't appeal to you. So realize that beg Allah Ta'ala to make your islah and come here and then fill your heart with the noor of the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, the spiritual light. And don't go to all this artificial entertainment, bright light where there's total destruction. Here is the light in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala's special nur descends upon their hearts, and we connect our hearts to their hearts, then this nur will penetrate into our heart. Then you'll find it will be very easy now to destroy all this haram entertainment of sin. Now you want to go to wrong places, immediately your heart will get disinclined. Now when your soul gets strong, now you're able to control your body and not just go to wrong places, go mix with wrong friends, etc. You're able to destroy all those artificial pleasures And the real enjoyment, now you see what is the enjoyment of Hazrat says, that first you are getting enjoyment in haram entertainment, listening to music, chatting to women, etc. When you fill your heart with the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, now your whole life will change. Hum se is zubaku tu hamad kar, sar ku chokat pe unki sajjad ku unki tu sajjad kar. Now your tongue will be inclined to making the zikr of Allah, reading the praises of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. As Hazrat teaches us, when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, when the spark of the noor of Allah Ta'ala comes, the love of Allah, now see the enjoyment of saying Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Whatever we see, we will see Allah Rabbul Izzat and say Alhamdulillah. And then now we'll be eager to come and put our head at the threshold of Allah. In other words, put your head at the, and when you're making the zikr of Allah, the more you make the zikr of Allah, you will be known as Hamad, a person who is always in the praises of Allah. No time of talking of unnecessary things. Even things that are normal, which people today unnecessary, asking about the weather, etc. You won't even have time for all that. Forget the filthy politics and sports, etc. Now you'll be spending your time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your heart will become filled with the noor of Allah. And now you are waiting. I just performed my Fajr Salah, my Isha Salah with Jamaat. Make shukr to Allah. Now you make intention, I mustn't miss my Fajr with Jamaat. And then Allah Ta'ala will wake you up middle of the night and get up for tahajjud. And then Hazrat says, you put your head at the threshold of Allah Rabbul Izzat and see that enjoyment. Kabhi ta'atu ka surure, kabhi itirafi kusure. That now you get the enjoyment of putting your head in front of Allah and becoming a sajjad, a person who is always engaged in making sajda to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like it is mentioned, that if you perform your Isha Salah wa Jamaat, your Fajr Salah wa Jamaat, you'll get the reward of whole night Salah. So you'll be like a sajjad whole night you were engaged in making sajda to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if you made your intention from now for Fajr, for Tahajjud, already you'll be getting the sawab. And when you Allah wakes you up, you'll get up with enjoyment. And then Hazrat says, now you'll understand your reality is your soul and your heart. So keep your heart all the time engaged in the connection of Allah. How to do that? Kalb wajaku is dar pe abbad kar. Or sukoon e dil wajaku khallat kar. Now your heart and your soul and your life, that make it at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala, become a true slave of Allah. Become a abbad, a person who is engaged in the obedience of Allah, that he is obeying Allah's command. Never ever missing a salah. Abad is not just that we just perform our salah and we go out of the masjid and we're not controlling our eyes again. And we're not controlling our heart. No, become a true slave of Allah. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, we are the slaves of Allah. And we have to return to Allah. We're not the slaves of our passion and our desires. We're not going to return to our passion and desires. So why are we becoming the slaves of our passion and desires? Become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then you will see what everybody is looking for. In slavery, you're looking for peace and contentment. But you can try your whole life and millions of lives to give the entertainment to your body and enjoyment of your body. You will never get peace and contentment. And just turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat with eagerness, with sincerity, with tawbah, istighfar. And then be firm on this path. Then you see Hazrat says, sukoon dil wajaku khallat kar. Then the peace and contentment of the heart and life, you can make it forever and ever. Everlasting you'll have peace and happiness. No matter the outward conditions, you might be sick also. You might have some other conditions in life, but your peace and contentment will be everlasting. Because you know whatever condition comes is only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then finally Hazrat teaches us, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. Apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Hazrat teaches us, taking his own name, but teaching me and all of us, that why that we have come here in the company of the friends of Allah to learn what is real reality. And how to get peace and happiness in life, that your own pleasures and entertainment, those things that appeal to you, whatever appeals to you, if it is against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just destroy it, immediately break it, and make sure that you don't go into that direction. And whatever Allah ta'ala is happy with, I will sacrifice all my desires only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then see the peace and happiness when you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat to make Allah Rabbul Izzat
Your heart will be everlasting happy. In this world already you get the taste of Jannat. What can be said in the year after? As Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَلِمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That person who knows the great position of Allah and fears that I mustn't for a moment displease Allah Ta'ala, he'll have two Jannat. Already Jannatun fi dunya bi huzuril Mawla. وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْعُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. In this world, you'll be all the time in the thoughts of Allah. Allah is watching me. Allah is hearing me. So I mustn't displease my Allah as if you are in the company of Allah, Rabbi. And then in the hereafter, when we meet Allah, Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala grants us all this reality and make our islaf.